Andrea Hain of Waseca, Minnesota, told us this week, "I just want to wake up from this nightmare." Many may feel that way right now, but the experience of the Hain family and other livestock farmers may be distinctly telling and tragic. The Hain family has run a hog farm for six generations. They can feed and care for about 20,000 hogs at a time until they're sent to a packing house where, yes, the pigs are slaughtered and packed for food. Hog farming is a tough business physically and financially, even in good times. The Hains usually send about 700 hogs a week to the packing house, but when the Smithfield plant in South Dakota closed in April with hundreds of workers testing positive for the coronavirus, the Hains had nowhere to send their hogs week after week. There weren't enough smaller packing houses nearby. Animal sanctuaries don't have room for thousands of pigs. The Hains worked with a veterinarian to put their animals on lower-calorie diets, but with no cash coming in from the sale of their hogs, and pigs continuing to have new litters, the Hains began to run out of room to house their hogs and food to feed them. "They're live animals," said Andrea Hain. "They're raised for food, but you can't just let them be crushed or starved to death." The Smithfield plant reopened after deep cleaning and other changes, but at a much smaller capacity. A few days ago, the Hains did what they were sure they had to do. "I won't call it a decision," said Andrea. "There was no decision. They euthanized thousands of their hogs." She doesn't want to say how. They've already gotten sharp messages on social media sites. But she says they did it safely, humanely, and personally. "We did it ourselves," she explains. Friends and neighbors helped to share the burden and their sadness. David Priestler of the Minnesota Pork Producers Association estimates that as many as 300,000 pigs may have to be destroyed in his state alone. "We hog farmers think we're put on this earth to raise animals," Andrea Hain told us. "That's our job and pride. We raise animals to feed people. It's our circle of life. But when you raise them, and they don't feed anyone, all for nothing, just..." Andrea Hain couldn't finish that sentence, but she went on to say, "God did not create us to do this. It's going to take a long time for us to be okay."